Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is now 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and this is like a movie, Jay. And introducing Jay Kirshner, who, among other things, in charge of our social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. What would you give to live, love, and be happy forevermore? Think about that. We're going through all this stuff. I just blew a gasket a little while ago. And, you know, I'm thinking about, all right, all the things that I have to be thankful for, the things that I live for, the things that I'm happy about, aren't those more important to all of you than this other stuff? What's the most important thing in your life? Have you decided today? I feel like we had a guy a number of years ago on this program, and I'm trying to remember what his name was, Ed Foreman, that was his name. He said, I start every day by saying, I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not whining, worrying, and working. So maybe that's what we need to decide. Maybe I should repeat that at the beginning of every day or at the beginning of every hour, as sort of a universal truth, if you will. And I also want to say hi to the members of the Armed Forces listening to this hour of the DJV program. Every day, the acknowledgement of how important your work is, what you're doing, and how we care about you and what it is that you stand for, as much as anything else. So, Armed Forces Radio, welcome to the DJV program. Jennifer, there's a lot of COVID news. There's another vaccine, it would seem, on the scene. How do you like all those words? There's another vaccine on the scene? So yeah, it would seem.
Well, yeah, and this one actually seems that like it would be a lot easier to get to people and not have them have to worry about follow-up. Johnson & Johnson is the company that's behind this. They have a one-shot COVID vaccine that is safe and generates promising immune response. This is according to an early trial. They randomly assigned healthy adults between the ages of 18 and 55 and those 65 and older to receive a higher low dose of its vaccine or a placebo. And most of the volunteers produced detectable neutralizing antibodies, which researchers say play an important role in defending cells against the virus after 28 days.
Can I ask an annoying question?
Of course.
What's a high, is it high, did you say high volume, low dose? Is that what it is?
A high or low dose. So they gave people either a high dose, a low dose, or a placebo of the vaccine.
Dose means more of it or more powerful?
Right. High dose, that? Right.
Like
more
a
of the vaccine,
probably.
Less of the vaccine, or a placebo. And so here's the news. Most of the volunteers produced this detectable neutralizing antibody, which researchers say is what you need to defend your cells against coronavirus after 28 days.
Cool.
By day 57, all volunteers had these antibodies, regardless of vaccine dose. So that's why they mentioned high or low dose by age group and remain stable for at least 71 days after.
Wow.
So they're still tracking this, and that's good news because right now we know a lot of the vaccines are double dose. And that requires a lot of trust in people to follow up. How sad is this? But we worry that
how do you get one dose and don't get the second? Maybe it's a premature question, but that sounds like something I'd rather do than take Moderna. The one they have to have two. It sounds like it works better, too. It sounds like
they're all getting look, the idea is to get antibodies, and they're all producing antibodies right now. So regardless of the brand or the company that's behind your vaccine, the thing that makes this one a standout is that it's one dose instead of two. And what people are tackling right now, California and New York seem to be the biggest failures in rolling out vaccines. And so because they set up all of these tiers, you know, only certain people can get the vaccine. In California this week, they actually changed all the rules. They threw out the whole tier system and just said anyone who is over the age of 65 is now eligible to get a vaccine. And then anyone who has two comorbidities. Anybody has who's, you know, immunocompromised for two different reasons, no matter their age, can also get the vaccine. So instead of putting everybody in a line where half the doses were going unused, I mean, New York was heavily criticized for getting a million doses and only administering, I think, like 142,000 of them. Because, you know, the first step was to put it into frontline workers. Well, only half of those people want the vaccine. But yet, there might be someone like you, Doug, who would like to get the vaccine so that they can start feeling like they can travel, and they were told they couldn't get it yet. So I think we're being a little smarter here and making it more widely available for people that want it. I know in California, they're converting, like, the baseball stadiums into vaccine centers now.
But the variations on availability depending on the state is what kind of is bugging a lot of people.
Yeah, and I had a friend, actually, the guy who's been co-hosting my program with me in the mornings this week. He said, did you know, and I had no idea, we've all heard that story that if you take, like, a $20 bill and you put it behind your driver's license and you slip it to the guy in Vegas, like, you're supposed to be able to get, like, an upgrade on your hotel room. Well, apparently, there's, like, these black market vaccines. If you go to, like, CVS or Rite Aid or wherever they're doling the vaccines out, and you've got a $20 bill and you go at the end of the day before they have to throw away vaccines, there's a really good chance that you could just go buy one, like, on the black market and get vaccinated because you're
they
getting the stuff
away
that they would throw out.
They throw all of them.
Imagine that.
Moderna.
Well, no, Moderna, no. Pfizer, once it's thawed, it has like 12 hours of shelf life.
How nonsensical is that?
I know. I mean, this is where the criticism.
But you can't get the Pfizer one.
Cuomo and Newsom, they're like getting really.
But you're not supposed to get the Pfizer one. The Pfizer vaccine is not supposed to be available outside of a hospital because they have those Arctic freezers.
Right.
So the Moderna one stays at regular refrigeration temperature. So I'm not sure when people say, oh, we've got extra vaccine. Unless you're at a hospital, that makes sense. It doesn't make sense if you have it at a pharmacy. I don't know.
We don't know, though. There could be a whole set of weird standards that they have to abide by that we don't even know about. That
might
just be part of that.
The latest from Wuhan, a couple of angles here on the place where it all began as we continue here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug. The DJV download that is currently available at DougStefan.com focuses on women who swear.
That's me.
Also, yeah, I think we had that conversation when you weren't here. Extremists coming to the inauguration, what to do about that. Focus on the Veterans Administration, how it still doesn't sort of put all the pieces together correctly. And pet treats. Warren Eckstein talks about pet treats and pet poop. All of that part of the latest DJV download at DougStefan.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
All right, let's get to what's going on in Wuhan. Apparently, there are a bunch of investigators there trying to investigating the source of the virus. Who's kidding who? You know, the Chinese authorities...
Well, China blocked the World Health Organization from going in with investigators, so...
Hello.
Yeah.
Right. And that's exactly. President Xi's wife that's on the board of the World Health Organization.
Hello. And meanwhile, also over in Wuhan, the infection rate there is still, and this is no shocker, higher than the Chinese reported.
Really?
60,000 healthy people tested positive, right? Or what is the researchers have taken blood samples. I'm surprised that this information is even getting out, Victoria, frankly.
Yeah.
That we know. And how do we know that it's legit? They lie about everything. So why is this even something that we bother? We know that they're nothing but inveterate liars. So I guess I don't even place much faith in these numbers.
Well, I think the point, though, is that the information is trickling out. There have been plenty of Chinese researchers who have come forward, the ones who are still alive, who are saying, look, the numbers were a lot higher. This one study alone, they claim that they had 50,000 hospitalizations, but now they're finding that, well, it's actually at least 168,000 in the city of Wuhan alone who had it that we know of. And we know it's actually more than that. So at least some of the information is starting to get out.
Let's see if you want to go overseas. Actually, never mind going overseas. If you're over in England or anywhere right now and you want to come to this country, you're going to have a test before you come. And what is it, 3 days before? What's the timing on this for international travelers to come into America or even people who are American citizens? They have to show negative results. What is it, just a couple of days before they depart? I think that's
it would have to be because I don't know what the specifics are, but I mean, until we have rapid tests, and I know some airports like up in Rhode Island and I think JFK, they have rapid test stations there. So when you land, you take a test. To me, that's the only way you can actually, and even then, if you could still be in an incubation period, it's not going to stop the spread of the virus. It really
isn't. You have to get it within 3 days of your flight to the United States. You have to have written proof of the test result that has to be provided to the airline.
And expect
you can also show documentation. So this is what is kind of, I guess I have to get a test, but like you have to show documentation that you had the infection in the past and that you recovered. For someone like me who tested negative the whole time, that would be kind of tough, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to see a lot more. That's why people like me want to get the vaccine. I'm not sure that I really need it, but I need to get it because if I want to travel, I got to have that. This is where there's this group think this is where sort of democracy in my mind breaks down. If I didn't want to get the shot, I should be allowed to do that. If I'm being responsible, I wear a mask and I'm distancing and things. I think my immune system is strong enough to ward it off. I'm sure I've been in some situations since this began where I've been exposed to it. And I think we all have. I think it's almost virtually impossible for any or all of us to say that you have never been exposed to it. I think every single human being in some way, shape, or form has been exposed to it. I think it's almost it's impossible to avoid it. It's everywhere. So it's how your body deals with it that predicates how you're going to feel. So anyway, I saw the guy who was in charge of Operation Warp Speed has left. Is that just along with all the other people that are in the government just resigned before the inauguration?
No, he planned on this, but he's actually doing, I think, the right thing. He stayed longer than because his whole thing was working on vaccine development and not distribution, but now he's staying through the transition to, make that a little more seamless. So I think he's doing the right thing.
Yeah. Bruce Willis did the wrong thing, and he has admitted to an error in judgment because he was photographed leaving a drugstore not wearing a mask. One would wonder what he went into the drugstore to get. He said, be safe out there. Let's continue to mask up. I made an error in judgment. Somebody went into a Rite Aid, apparently.
And he had a bandana around his neck. He just needed to pull it up. I don't know. I don't know. It was weird.
I went into a place yesterday and it was below my nose and I didn't know it. So the lady said, please pull it up on your nose. Thank you, I did. 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, social media time. I want to remind you about something that you're going to be able to watch. I guess we'll have a lot of this posted on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, Jay. The overview of this new snowblower from Works, one of the great people that support this program, great company. If you're worried about shoveling, got a bad back, or you're worried about your heart, then you need to consider the Works new 40-volt PowerShare 20-inch snowblower. I have one. We put it together. It's very cool. It's so quiet, amongst other things. Blows the snow around, got a brushless motor, gets the job done, pushes the snow 20 feet away. So if the snow comes at night, it's not a problem. The snowblower has two LED lights that shine on the path of where the snow is. It's a single-stage machine, a folding handle, built-in carrying handle for easy storage or transport. So you can get it at WORXWorks.com for $399. So we'll have some info posted on that at Facebook, right, Jay? Is it facebook.com/DJV show?
Yeah, that's exactly where it's going to be.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool. All right, so what else have we got? What's new today that we want to focus on that won't drive us all out of our skin? What do we have?
How about money? Powerball money. Jackpot at $550 million. The next estimated jackpot for Mega Millions, $750 million. Are you going to play?
I am, as a matter of fact. I find that it is great therapy. Even so, you spend $20 and buy a bunch of tickets. I have sometimes there used to be a system. I used to use all the birth dates of the people in my family that I loved, and that didn't pan out. I've often thought, as silly as this is, I've thought, I don't know whether you ladies have as well, there are a couple of books around from people who have won rather consistently. But I think maybe when I think, okay, that's kind of silly. These guys write the book because they want to sell the book and make money because they didn't win as much as they might have. But just, I mean, think about it for a second. What would you do with hundreds of millions of dollars? What do you do with it? Do you even know what you do with it? You know, you can say I do this, that, or the other thing. Okay, so that spends the first million. What do you do after that? With all of it, it's just, you know, you can do a lot of good with it. That's kind of what I think about. You know, who could you help? What would you, you know, isn't that, that's kind of a,
way of thinking about
this
it.
This is a great time to win the lottery. And like, and, I mean, if you win stupid money, yeah, this is an amazing time to just get that money out to as many charities as possible.
Yeah, right.
And not like the big corporate ones, like the ones that are really, like food banks and the ones
yeah,
that are really
local
on the,
ones. Local,
on the ground.
Local,
yeah.
local. The Salvation Army in your community, mm-hmm. the food banks in your community, that sort of stuff. I mean, help them now. You don't have to give money. Go work. Volunteer. Do that sort of thing. All right, so what else, Jay?
Yesterday was National Gluten-Free Day, and Wendy Turner posted to your Facebook page about a recipe for crock-pot cream cheese chicken chili. That's a lot of C's to say. That was like a tongue twister.
Say that,
that
again.
Delicious.
Crock-pot, what, say it again?
Crock-pot cream cheese chicken chili.
I'm in on everything except the cream cheese. Yeah, I like
that. You don't eat chicken.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, too.
You can swap those out for something else, but yeah, right. I mean, it's a great gluten-free recipe.
What would you swap it out for? A tofu?
Turkey, but you don't do that either. Okay. Yeah. No.
Wait, what's the other thing? Tempeh. Would that work?
What's tempeh?
Tasteless. Tofu made in
tempeh,
a different way.
Tofu, yeah. Tasteless.
Tasteless. Right? That's right, okay.
Right.
All right, well, but it, for those of you, this is not all about me. This is about everybody else who wants to have some fun with that sort of thing. I think cooking, in this circumstance, I think that cooking has to be a great relief for people. You know, go to the stove and cook some. Come up with something new. I just throw a lot of stuff together every day. It's a different thing on my, a different assault on my taste buds, but it's kind of therapeutic for a while. I give some of it to Daisy. She likes it. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people never have given their dog's mental health much thought. Dogs are intelligent, they're perceptive, and emotional creatures. You'll also find I'm on a perpetual bandwagon, exhorting the need for guardians to pay more attention to keep their dog's mind active. Inactive minds can contribute to the development of many undesirable negative behavior habits and can create unhealthy mental attitudes that can take their toll on your dog's physical well-being. I firmly believe that the body works as a unit. In other words, both physical and mental health play equal supporting roles to make up the whole. There are numerous studies demonstrating that psychological stress can weaken a human's ability to stave off illness and disease. I'm thoroughly convinced the same holds true for your pets. I am also convinced that most dog guardians do not pay nearly enough attention to their four-footed best friend's frame of mind. So the next time you look at your dog, don't just look at the body. Try to get inside his head. It can tell you all a lot about how your dog is feeling. I'll more next time.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
Call 800-717-9853. That's 800-717-9853. Again, 800-717-9853. That's 800-717-9853.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden unveils plans Thursday for fighting COVID-19 and injecting $1.9 trillion into the U.S. economy. But already his first 100 days agenda is overshadowed by the Trump impeachment trial. Critics are calling the expenditure of $2 trillion a wish list of social programs that the left has been trying to advance for 30 years. That's a quote from Trump economist Stephen Moore. John Earl Sullivan, who is a supporter of Antifa, BLM, and the leader of Insurgents USA, is arrested and indicted in Utah.
It's time for revolution.
For revolution.
His arrest came after he was caught on video instigating violence on Capitol Hill and admitting that he posed as a Trump supporter during the Capitol Hill riot on January 6th. 52-year-old Corey Johnson, a drug trafficker sentenced to die for 7 murders in Virginia in 1992, was executed Thursday night in Indiana. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Washington Times reported D.C. police arrested 217 during Inauguration Day riots. At least 217 arrested, limo torched amid Inauguration Day protests in Washington, was reported by ABC News. Police injured, more than 200 arrested at Inauguration Day protests, was reported by CNN. These were the headlines from the Trump inauguration. As we prepare for the Biden inauguration, the FBI is warning state capitals to prepare for the worst. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January, and so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here, and we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capitol. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's a unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready, and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, it's Larry Smith here on the DJV program with, let's see, who's, oh, Connie has joined us, and Althea is here, along with...
Strange.
I don't know, I'm just making up. I thought maybe I'd confuse people. What are you listening? What is this show?
You did.
It's actually the yeah. DJV show.
Including your co-hosts.
Can tell by listening to the voices. What's going on here, even though some of it may be tough to hear sometimes because we're loud or we're trying to be louder than the person. We're doing business here on the radio, providing you, the listener, with lots of value, interesting, important things. I thought this was, this is worth mentioning a number of times because I think people need to kind of, we're talking about relaxing in a number of different ways. I was looking at some of the gaming numbers that are around. Rich McFadden is in the studio in Washington. This week, working with Kimmy, who's helping out because Phil is quarantined because, what was his daughter or something got exposed. So everybody is kind of hiding, running from everybody or running to the hills, I think. So Richie and I were talking about this new, he was watching a video of somebody cut a tree down and then make it into what kind of a board? Where did Richie go?
Charcuterie. Yeah. So it wasn't a whole tree. It was what to do if you have leftover wood if you cut a tree down. And so he watched a video on YouTube of how to turn that
Richie's
log.
Always Googling what to do with this wood.
Right.
But where did he go? We were just talking about where did you go? We don't.
No, right here.
Oh, hey, all right. So talk about what is. I don't even know what this is. What's a charcuterie board?
A charcuterie is where you have like cheese and grapes and ham and all salami, all that kind of stuff. It's like the big in thing now.
Of course, that's why I know about it.
For adults. Yeah.
Right. So I watched this video, and it was just this guy with a chainsaw and a sander, and he just sat there for 10 minutes and had some banjo music in the background. And I was like, this is the most relaxing 10 minutes of my day. I have to do this more often.
Really? Do you think that people are gaming more? I'm talking about video games.
For sure.
Are they?
I literally got a PlayStation 4 for my birthday.
Did you ever do video games before?
When I was a kid, but apparently I'm 12 years old again, so yes.
Yeah. I thought mostly young boys did the video games and girls didn't.
That's a myth. There are a lot of girl gamers, absolutely, yeah. I have some friends who are professional gamers who are famous.
Are there some of these video games replacing music as what younger people or anybody is doing with their time? You think?
I don't know. Gaming's always been big. It's just it's bigger now with adults during the pandemic because everyone's done every puzzle. Everyone's already colored in every coloring book, and so now all the next step.
Do adults do coloring books?
Oh my God, yeah, that was the huge trend for the 2020.
What sort of things are they coloring in?
I have a Casey Musgraves. Yeah, I've got a Casey Musgraves one. It's her mother's an artist, and so she made a whole coloring book, and it's very intricate. So it's not really
adult
easy
coloring
for kids.
Book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jen has an adult coloring book. So actually, I tried to get the pens that you have, Jen, and I couldn't find them.
Oh, those pens are pretty good.
Yeah.
If I can find yourself.
You don't use crayons?
Talk off you. No, you use either pens or pencils usually. You could use crayons. It doesn't matter. These are Amaze pens, which are sketch fine liners.
Yeah, that's what I need to get.
There's actually something for your birthday that's sitting in my Amazon shopping cart, but I'm garbage and haven't hit send yet. It's sort of related to that, so maybe don't buy the pens right away.
Really? And there's
I like to give people gifts 14 years after their initial due date.
That's good.
I just boxed yours up for your birthday. I'm not even kidding. It's sitting on my desk boxed up. It's going to be shipped.
Happy birthday to me. Anne Hathaway wants people to stop calling her Anne. I'm going to turn this over to Victoria because she's such a big fan of Anne Hathaway's.
Oh, Anne Hathaway is so annoying. So anyway, she was on Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she revealed that she really doesn't want, she wants people to stop calling her
Excuse
Anne.
Excuse me.
It's like, well, that's your name, and that's what you put on every movie credit that you've ever had. But she insists that she really just wants to be called Annie, which is even more sickening to me. I just cannot stand her. And so she's like, I just really want all my fans to call me Annie. I didn't know she had any fans, but okay. So, whatever.
Then why didn't she call herself Annie to begin with?
Exactly. Because you know what? Annie Murphy from Schitt's Creek, Annie Murphy from The Jump has been Annie Murphy. And when you see her on the credits, it's Annie Murphy. So if that's what her name is.
Jen or Jenny or
Jenny,
Jennifer, I would.
Right.
Yeah. Or you don't like to be called Vicky. That's why you put your name as Victoria. Like, why would I don't understand.
I don't like to be called...
Well, because it's Anne Hathaway, and that's Dougie. Everything she does is annoying.
No, I don't mind Dougie, actually. That's endearing. I think Duddy, when I was in college, people were called... They heard Dudley, and they didn't know what to do with Dudley. So it was either
Why
Duddy...
Why do people need nicknames for everything?
I don't know.
I was called Tori my whole life growing up because my teachers refused to even just say Victoria. It's not hard.
So why is Billie Eilish not William Eilish then?
Her name is Billie, like Billie Holiday.
Is that her real name,
Billie?
That's
her legal name is Billie, yeah.
Why are you laughing?
You really thought her name was William, really?
I don't know.
Well, what about this guy, Will I Am? What's his real name?
William.
Not Will I Am.
His name is William.
He may have actually changed it now to
Will I Am.
Yeah, with the hyphen.
And the Weekend. What's his name? Week?
Abel. His name is Abel something or other, yeah.
Really? And Snoop Dogg, what's his name?
I don't know. What is Snoop's real name?
Is
I know
Calvin?
50 Cent is Curtis. I think it is Calvin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Calvin.
Calvin.
Genuine is my favorite one. Genuine.
I don't know. There's a lot
name.
Of random stuff in my brain. I don't know where it comes from, but
the
it's
rapper
there.
The rapper Genuine. His real name is Elgin Lumpkin. So, like, that's the strangest one of all.
I can understand why you wouldn't watch a lot of
And Ice
right.
Cube. What about the Ice T and Ice Cube?
Well, those are their real names. They're actually brothers.
Okay, so the reason I brought up Billie Eilish is because she just had her birthday, and she's sharing some intimate personal photos for all those of you who would like to look at the creepy photos, the good photos, whatever
creepy.
These photos.
Oh, my God. Why would you think they're creepy?
Because
these are pictures
think...
of her as a child. This is a new photo. It's a new book of photos. Yeah, read. It's a new book of photos. It's like a coffee table book for her fans.
She just looks so, like, small and little and disgusting.
I know, right? What?
What I was thinking, actually.
I'm glad we're playing bad guy, because Doug sounds like a bad guy here.
Really? Is that a Billie Eilish tune? Bad guy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You want to play? Let's be honest. No, I think where I was going with this was sort of an episode from SVU. The kinds of stories they tell are about guys who look at pictures of little girls and that's kind of what I
How do you
I
go from Billie Eilish to kiddie porn?
Well, because I don't know. What this, these intimate, when somebody says I'm going to share my intimate personal photos, you know, it sounds
well,
like a dating
intimate.
Site.
Right? These are never before
I'm
seen.
I'm looking
photos.
At the word here. I N T I M A T.
Yeah, it means that they're
but
not.
That's not what
out
she
there.
Says.
No.
Oh my God.
Okay. Should we pause
Purple
for a moment?
Party of no. one.
All right, buddy. Oh my God.
Jennifer. All right. Well, we got to have. I'm just looking. Anything. It's either talk about that or talk about Trump refusing to pay Rudy Giuliani for his legal work. I find that
oh,
almost
that's
amusing.
A surprise.
Yeah. I find really? That absolutely hysterical. I don't know why I do when
well,
I saw
be
that.
The end of their
I thought,
friendship now.
Yeah. Well, he's well. Anyway. Airbnb in the focus when we continue here on the DJV program. 43 past the hour. Don't forget about some of our great podcasts. We have two doctors on the DJV Health podcast, Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell. Ken's most recent extravagance, I guess, is we always try when we're together for the hour every week to get away from COVID, but we don't seem to be able to. Every time we start the hour, I say, okay, Ken, let's do some COVID stuff and then we'll do something else. No surprise. It's always all about COVID. It has been for months and months because I guess in a manner of speaking, I want to own the COVID thing when it comes to health shows and that sort of thing. So we have both in the podcast and the show, which is heard on most of the same stations that carry this program, lots of inside and insight into the new COVID vaccines. I'm sure this week we'll be talking about that new Johnson & Johnson product. But anyway, stay up to date by listening to the DJV Health Show at DougStephan.com or on Apple, wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
What about, Victoria, the idea that people who were planning to go to Washington for the inauguration who had Airbnb reservations will not be able to go, basically?
Right, they're canceled, yeah. Mm-hmm. Airbnb is going to reimburse all the hosts, so if you are a host and you haven't heard this news yet, which I'm sure you have because they've informed everyone, but anyway, so the hosts will not lose out on money, but Airbnb said that, you know, all the local officials in the D.C. area, Virginia, Maryland, everyone is saying, unless you absolutely need to be at the inauguration, meaning you have a ticket, then they don't want anybody else traveling into the city. So.
You know, it would seem to me it would be the same sort of thing as watching a football game or any sport activity. Most people that I know who are fans of these games say they get a better view of the game, for the most part, by staying at home and watching it on television rather than going to
Real fans like to be, I mean, you get a better view of the game.
I think
game,
people like to go for the experience, been at an impeachment, but you're watching it on big monitors, so.
Well, let's go watch the impeachment.
The other, you know, an inauguration, whatever that I word is.
It's a great sport. Speaking of rooms and places to stay, the key to the room where Napoleon Bonaparte died is going to be auctioned. Who would want? I suppose it's an interesting conversation piece.
I don't understand memorabilia. I know a lot of people are into it, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, to each his own. It's a lot of people with money say, I've got the key to Napoleon's room where he died.
I need to be a Napoleon super fan for that. And who really is left? You know, like, his fan base has probably died out, right?
What, Napoleon's fan base?
Yeah.
Well, but do we teach this in school? Do people know who Napoleon, Jay, you know who Napoleon is, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't mean that to talk to you.
Welcome to Doug's, like, you know, schoolroom hour, where he likes to ask us if we know things like, did you guys learn math? Did you learn biology?
He was that short guy back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, who stuck his hand in his shirt? That would be my question. All right, you want another question? Here's another question. How many Bibles have been sold or given away this year? Or the year of 2020.
I'd imagine a lot.
I would say a lot.
That's not
people
an answer,
Jennifer.
People
are turning to millions. Well, people who go to services every week are, for at least a chunk of it, had to do it at home virtually. So maybe if they didn't have a Bible of their own, they had to buy one.
Mm-hmm. Well, 100 million is the answer to the question.
Wow, that's
100
a lot.
Million Bibles.
In 2020 or so
in
far 2020. In 2021?
No. In 2020. Good God. In 2020.
That's how many people I think are going.
Gideon's, remember, you find these in hotel rooms. Gideon's gives away one Bible per second. I found that fascinating, actually. And you know, now here's another stat you may want to chew on while you're having your Wheaties. Last year, 28 people were executed in the United States. You know how many people were executed in China last year? Take a guess.
100 million. Yeah.
No, it's not that bad, is it?
100,000.
Thousands. Yeah, right. It's 10 before the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
But questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. A great place to go or to have access to through the telemedical channels. So we have some questions that come in from various sources. Let's start with what's going on with mental illness and whether more children, we know what the situation is with adults. I guess we do. I think they're we can see a sort of wave of mental illness with adults. What about children, Ken?
Right now, the children's hospitals are overwhelmed with patients with mental illness. They're seeing many, many more than they usually see. And there are probably a number of factors. The fact that the children are staying out of school, and in fact, the head of the American Pediatric Association, this woman, pediatrician, just gave a big statement about how we need to get the children back into school as soon as possible, with certain precautions. But that is a big factor. The stress of what's going on in the world is a big factor to our children. So our children's mental health is going to be a big issue coming out of COVID-19.
Right, for sure. All right, while we're in the COVID queue here, there's also a question about what happens if you have, some people have the COVID and it goes away quickly, maybe a couple, 3 or 4 days, a week or whatever, but some people have had it for a long time and it seems to be creating it has an impact on one's brain and one's body. What is that?
Yes, this is why you really should do everything you can to prevent from getting COVID-19 and really think about that vaccine, because there's something called long COVID. And this is the chronic form of COVID-19, and published in a medical journal called MedRxiv this week. We learned that fatigue and brain fog are the most common symptoms in long COVID. But also, I know patients who have shortness of breath from this and other symptoms, but definitely the fatigue and brain fog are the most common. And this can become a disabling problem. So don't just get your vaccine and do everything you can to avoid it. You know, everyone knows now the masking, the distancing, keeping the hands clean and off the face.
All right. So I have a question that comes with a certain amount of admiration. You are a member of the American College of Cardiology, and as such, you've been recognized for doing research on non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Can you tell us a little bit more? This is something that came from the Europeans, not necessarily the Americans,
at
least.
Well, let me untangle that a little bit. What I think you're referring to was an expert publication, what's done in medicine, specifically here in cardiology, when there's a new field and the data comes together and it's decided on the best way to treat. There's a publication called an expert consensus, and I most humbly have contributed to an effective treatment with a professor of cardiology in Stony Brook, New York. The two of us have done work that has put forth what we think is very effective, and the world has recognized this as an effective treatment of what's called various different things: microvascular angina, coronary microvascular dysfunction, ischemia without obstructive heart disease. But what it is essentially is that there's blockage in these microvasculars, these tiny little blood vessels that are microscopic. You can't see them, but they come off the big vessels that sit on top of the heart, and they go in as a Weber mesh into the thickness of the heart, the small vessels. And there's no doubt these exist, and what you're referring to is a publication in the American College of Cardiology, which is an international consensus on how to treat this very common entity. And in this paper that you're referring to, it's up to 70% of people who have an abnormal stress test and have a heart catheterization, and you don't find 70% or more blockage. And in the past, you're being told it's not the heart, but in most cases it is. It's the microvessels, and that's what you're talking about, where we came up with an effective treatment that's listed in this international consensus that was published in the American College of Cardiology.
Congratulations on that. That's really great work. I'm glad you found it in me a number of years ago. So it's good to know you're on top of that research, as you are on top of a lot of other things. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.